The five foundational strategies are really the heart of good teaching for students with autism or students that don't have autism, even students served in general education settings. And if you're able to master these five foundational strategies, that will strengthen the implementation of any other evidence-based practices that you choose, because they are all related. Prompting and reinforcement are just very basic teaching principles that you can use to teach any skill across any age range with most populations. For example, if you conduct a task analysis, which is one of the five foundational evidence-based practices, teachers then need to use prompting and reinforcement to teach those discrete skills of the larger task. Or if you choose picture exchange communication system, prompting is a very key piece of that. Foundational strategies are a very good place to start, and what we often find is that even very experienced teachers can benefit to spend more time learning about how to implement these practices. Often we see teachers that are using reinforcement, but the behavior that they are wanting to increase is not actually increasing, meaning the reinforcement is not actually effective. So spending some time to really learn foundational strategies will only benefit all of the other practices that they are implementing in their classrooms.